She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Meechie, I could not love Lizzo any more than I love her.
Yeah?
I just love that lady so much.
Okay.
Yesterday on Twitter, someone asked her about self-love.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that they were really struggling with finding that.
Yeah.
You know, self-love to keep going on. And she was really in it, like, talking to the person and talking about how it took her such a long time to love herself.
That's great.
Yeah, you can check it out. Hot937.com. What's going on, Meech?
So, Tekashi 6ix9ine, day two of the trial, and Jenny, he's singing high notes like Whitney Houston.
Yikes!
So, Tekashi went in on the whole relationship with 9 Trey today. He said it all started in March 2018 when he booked a gig in Austin, Texas. Said that he didn't check in with the people of Rap-A-Lot Records, and that started a huge beef.
Really?
Between 9 Trey gangs and Rap-A-Lot Records.
Okay.
Tekashi says that they showed up at the gig. They told him that he couldn't go inside, so he couldn't perform. Lost like 10 to 15K. That's when his manager, Shoddy, decided, let's get some revenge.
Mm.
So Jay Prince, you know, the CEO of Rap-A-Lot Records,
right,
went to New York City the next month. Tekashi said that they went to get revenge. They showed up. They robbed a whole bunch of people that I guess was associated with Rap-A-Lot Records when they were in New York City. Tekashi said he sat in a parked car the whole time, but he caught the whole robbery on tape.
Mm.
They played the robbery. So this guy just had, he was documenting the whole thing, everything that was going on that they was doing.
So, you know, we talked about this yesterday, and I mean, literally, when I went through the testimony yesterday, I said this yesterday on the radio, I go, I'm sick to my stomach, and I have a headache.
Yes.
Because it's like, you feel so much, like, emotion knowing that Tekashi was facing 47 years in prison, and yes, obviously, he did this to himself.
Yep.
You know, he affiliated himself with people that, you know, were supposedly, according to him, involved in a lot of things, and he, I don't really think he was built for any of this, you know? But I'm just saying, like, the fact that he, yesterday, sat on the stand for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's on the stand for a robbery that took place back in 2017 where he was supposedly kidnapped and, and robbed and all of that, right? So he's like pointing out those guys and saying like, yeah, they're a part of this 9 Trey blood gang.
Yep.
But then he's also talking about how he met up with these guys when the Gummo video was coming out and how he wanted quote unquote authentic gang members in his video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he asked them to be in it.
Yep.
Like it was just all about imaging. And you know what? I read this quote last night and I didn't get to this yesterday, so I wanted to talk about it. He said that these guys gave him protection and an edge to his music.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's what people like. It was a formula, a blueprint. I found that worked.
Yeah.
So he's keeping them around him to create this image, which was not true.
Yeah.
But then it became true because he's like hanging out with them and there's things going on according to him, right?
Yeah.
So now he's affiliated with them and now he's going down too.
I mean, they had a whole structure like they, you know, for his appearances, his shows, like they would give him like at least like half up front. Then they would take the other back half.
Mm.
Like it was a whole operation.
So
that they had going on.
Yeah, and he also said that his music, you know, he was there to fund this conglomerate.
Yep.
Like this was his job, was to keep making music and keep putting out the product to keep funding it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm thinking that, and then he said yesterday on the stand, okay, that he started flipping on these guys the day after he was arrested.
Yeah.
So we're thinking like, okay, he was arrested in November. Now we're hearing reports in February that, oh, he must, you know, be tired of being in prison.
Yep.
He feels like, you know, there's no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
No, he started telling the feds all kinds of things the day after.
Mm-hmm. And he had to have like some type of plan because like I said, he had all this video footage. He had all like, he has all these documents like, He knew what he was doing.
Meechie, maybe he was just, like, honestly scared. Like, no, seriously, maybe he was scared to death.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I remember, do you remember watching him on live? We watched him, and he was like, yeah, I'm out here in these streets. I know a lot of people are trying to get at me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it's like he's looking around the whole time on the bit, like, when he's on live or whatever, looking, he looks scared.
Yeah.
Then he, like, runs back to his car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not, I don't feel that, and I don't know him personally.
Yep.
Yep. I've never met him before in my life.
Yep.
I feel like he was trying to put up this image.
Yeah.
Like he was this tough guy and he wasn't built for that.
Absolutely.
This is not who that person is. And now he's sitting there telling them everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a crazy situation
it
that
is.
He is in.
Super crazy.
It's so, and it's, he's going to have to go in witness protection. Mm. There's no other choice at this point. It's not like he can be released out into the streets in New York City.
Nope.
And where is his family? Like, this is crazy to me. So anyway, that's the latest right there. I didn't even get to my R. Kelly story. But, you know, yesterday when we were talking about this, like, I seriously was like, I felt, nervous talking about it for him because I'm like, wow, he was on the stand pointing out members of this so-called gang.
Yeah.
You know?
And these stories are just certain stories. Like, he's talking about a whole bunch of other stuff now, like the Trippie Redd attacks, the Casanova attack. Like, it's so much stuff going on.
So much information.
Like, it's crazy.
Okay, that's the latest. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way.